email. This is about birthday parties. Earlier, we were talking about the woman. I read about her story. She says, am I the a-hole? Her son is turning 7, and they're having a birthday party at their house, but she's asked all the parents to not just bring a birthday present for the 7-year-old, but also for his 5-year-old brother, who would feel left out if he didn't get anything. To which Biggie had a very, very extreme
reaction. It was guttural. So,
there it is. And it was even more pronounced than that the first time around.
No.
So Meg says, that is way over the line. It's ridiculous. I have 2 boys, age 9 and 5. I would never ask people to do that for a birthday party. However, my mom will always send a little gift for the non-birthday boy when sending gifts for the boys who is having the birthday.
That's grandma, though.
That is grandma.
Yeah. You're asking people.
Yep.
To bring gifts for somebody that's not their bread. Totally different.
And Meg says, I always have a little gift for the non-birthday boy to open after the party. Because the party's up. You know, but when did that even become a thing? I mean, when it's not your birthday, it's not your birthday, you know?
Everybody gets a day.
Exactly.
That's why I don't care about them. Everybody has one.
I mean, when you're 5 and 7,
yeah, they're a big deal.
But the 5-year-old should be set. Now, today's your brother's birthday. In 6 months, you're going to have a birthday, and you're going to get old.
You get cake. You maybe get to go play if you're old enough.
I mean, it's fun even when you're not the birthday boy, you know? Yeah. Even when you're not, you still have a good time and a party, but you only get the one day.
Like, you probably get to go to the bouncing place or the jumping fun.
Of course.
If that's where everybody's going.
You get to do all of that.
Or putt-putt.
Well, you know the brother's invited. I mean, wherever, if it's at the house or the golf whatever it is, you get to go. But you don't get a present just because.
I bet it's way more common than you think.
Now, definitely. Well, my sister did it for my daughter. I never even thought about it. But whenever my son was having a birthday, and vice versa, you know, she would bring the present for the birthday kid, and then it's a little something.
Maybe
else.
To Biggie's point, it is family, and your sister doesn't live in the same town.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I think it's different if it's family. This person is asking other people who are not family members to bring a gift.
To buy 2
totally
gifts.
Different.
100% agree, but I don't even think, I mean, it should never even be expected. I mean, the non-birthday person should never expect anything.
Yeah. You don't feel left out.
Yeah.
It's just not your day.
No, your day's coming. You're going to get a day. We all do, as Kristen has pointed out many times. And by the time you're over, what age? 16? That's it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't anymore.
Yeah, 21's a big deal.
Of course. And Biggie said, because my son is turning 20, where you get a first number chain, that's a big deal also. Last year, my son was 19. That's his golden birthday. His birthday is March 19th, and he turned 19.
Oh.
So that was
I remember that. Yes, that's why your wife wanted to go last year.
No, that's what she said last year. Mm-hmm. And this year I said, well, you know, he's 20 now. It's not the golden. She goes, yes, but I've never not spent a day with him. Remember, she used to, when he was living with us, she would go in and hover over him and take a picture of him at exactly the time.
As he slept.
5:29 a.m., which was the time he was born. But because President Bush changed daylight savings time, she'd have to do it at 4:29, 5:29, and 6:29 to make sure she got the right time.
I'd love to know how those are cataloged in her phone.
That
the albums
would be difficult. Samantha, you're talking about this woman who wants birthday presents for the non-birthday boy as well. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah. When I was little, my brother is 6 years older than me, and my mom would always give me a present on his birthday, and he would also get one present on my birthday.
Yep.
But now that I have kids and I'm grown, I'm not doing that.
I don't blame you.
It ends with you.
Yeah.
I
mean, it's nice, I guess, but there is no reason to do it. You know, you do not have to do it. Do you know if one is disappointed when it's not their birthday and the other is the center of attention?
Yeah, they are 4 and 5, so they are a little disappointed with it.
Yeah.
But, you know, you tell them, this is your sister's birthday. It's not for you. You can play with her toys with her if she wants you to. But otherwise, you get your own stuff on your birthday.
I think it's healthy.
Yeah.
I think that's about right. Thank you, Samantha. Really appreciate
it. Good luck, Samantha.
Heroin Scott will weigh in on why this got started. Heroin Scott, go ahead.
I'm surprised Chris Dim didn't mention this. This all started with Eric Cartman. Because any birthday party Eric Cartman would go to, his mom had to buy him a present for each present the other kid got.
Well, I did see that, but that was all from Cartman's mom. They were the party was for Kyle.
Yeah.
And every time Kyle opened a present, Cartman opened a present.
Even though it wasn't Cartman's birthday.
It's just better that way. according to Mrs. Cartman. But I think this trend has been going on longer than South Park,
I do too.
Frankly.
I think this has been happening for
a long time.
Thank
you, Heroin Scott.
Thanks, Heroin Scott.
I couldn't help but think of it.
But you know that, I mean, the going over and above and beyond is asking every single guest.
By two gifts.
And that's a double gift, you know. And she said it doesn't have to be as big as the birthday boy's gift, but it needs to be a gift. Too much. Anthony, you're talking about birthday parties, too, for kids. Go ahead.
Listen, my wife used to make me basically cater the whole birthday. My youngest daughter's birthday was in July, so we'd have a pool party. Mm-hmm. I would man the barbecue grill because I, of course, had to have two pizzas double cut for the kids. I'd be cooking burgers, chicken, same time playing lifeguard. After on over, make sure there's ice in the cooler. Make sure the chip buffet is full stocked. Everybody's happy. Everybody got napkins. My wife would be the greeter and walk around saying, how's everything? And I'm running around like a full catered man, 8 hours, never got to enjoy the barbecue at all.
Yeah, that's what you do as dad, isn't it? Mm. You gotta be there catering to the kids. Exactly. God, I know that.
He did not sound like he was having fun at all.
Not a bit. But when my son, he's coming home one weekend, you know, this month, and we're going to celebrate his birthday then. And, you know, have our family over and everything. And my wife wants it to be a cookout. Now, I don't like cooking out.
You sound like the previous caller.
Right.
Man in the grill.
You know, I'm going to be honest this year. It's my non-negotiable. I for years I've said, oh, cookout. I don't like grilling out. I don't like doing it. I tried to be manly. I've bought two or three grills that were way beyond what I should have.
You don't feel you're up to the task?
I don't feel I'm up to the...
You don't like the menu?
Both. Well, I don't feel like I'm up to the task. I feel pressure to make the burgers really good. I never think they really are. And it's a lot of hassle, you know, to grill out.
It's funny you bring that up because I spent 8 years not being able to grill.
Yeah.
Now I can grill again. Mm-hmm. Bought a brand new grill. Haven't used it.
Right.
Oh.
And I just... And it's just... You're right. It's the something about going out.
It's a hassle.
Turning on the gas... And it's a gas grill. I just fire it up, do everything... But then I'm like, it's just easier to cook what I want right here in the kitchen.
Yes.
I can put everything right in the sink. You're right. It's lost its luster to me.
Plus, mine is charcoal. It's that big green egg knockoff. So my wife has my son on the phone, and she goes, what do you want to do? Dad's talking about cooking out for your birthday. And I looked at her. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I'd really rather just have pizza. We just order pizza. And I was like, good idea. She goes, wouldn't you love a cookout with the baked beans and everything? And then my son goes, well, can he make the pizza dip? Which is a different, you know, it's an appetizer. She goes, yeah, he'll make it. He goes, all right, we can do a cookout. It's like,
yay, firstborn.
Now I'm cooking out.
Yep.
Ugh. And making pizza
dip.
And those are three of the worst 10 things you can eat, period.
You know what? Don't go.
Just forget it.
Where is he?
Yeah.
Is he going to cook or not?
The grill's cold.
His car's not here.
I thought he was getting charcoal. I thought it was you.
He looks like he's playing pickleball.
Not even here.